It is big weekend for Michael Maguire. He's got his New Zealand side. Disappointing, I would have thought, in many ways against the Kangaroos last week, Loz, but it's a big game against the touring Great Britain side. We haven't seen that side on tour in 12 years. Of course, they're split into England, etc. The retirement of Sam Burgess, of course, Michael in charge of the Rabbitohs when they won in 2014. And now Ben Matalino has announced his retirement from the game. So lots going on with Michael. He's been good enough to join us from across the ditch. G'day, Madge.
Hey, Jimmy. How are you, boys?
Yeah, really well. First of all, let's go to the test match. What was your take out of that match last week against the Kangaroos?
Exactly what you just said, Jimmy. I was, as a group, we were all pretty disappointed. We just didn't give ourselves an opportunity. We granted too much loose ball. We kicked the ball dead. We didn't defend the way that we know we're capable of. So we've got a bit to fix up in this test match, but the boys have had a really good week now, so we're looking forward to getting into it on tomorrow.
Yeah, they made the decision to start with Kieran Foran. Sean Johnson misses out. What was the reason behind that, Madge?
Yeah, Loz, we've set some pretty high standards around the group, and I've got to say Sean's been a big part of that as well since my time joining the Kiwi team. And, yeah, I guess it's about your performance and making sure you're at the right levels. And unfortunately, Sean just missed the mark in that test match. And, yeah, I'm very fortunate I've got someone like Kieran Foran there, and obviously with Benji, I've got Katie Nikarima. So one thing I'm trying to do is instill a bit of depth so then the boys are pushed to higher levels, and that's what's required at this level, as you know.
Yeah, I reckon it's a good-looking New Zealand side. And I'm actually rapt to see Kieran Foran and Benji Marshall together, because I think one thing that I see lacking at times from the New Zealand side, and this is before you were in charge as well, was that just that game management. And I think these two guys have developed that skill so well, and they're able to build pressure. And I reckon you need to be able to do that against the Great Britons in Australia.
Yeah, I agree, Loz. It's all about nearly down to one play in the test match. And yeah, if you want to battle at this level, it's about game management, managing the pressure on the opposition. And Kieran definitely got that in him. And I've been able to watch him over the last couple of days of training. You can hear his voice and what he's trying to construct inside a set with Benji. So we're looking forward to being able to put that to the Great Brits and make sure that we can camp them down on their line and then jump into them defensively. I've got a couple of decent big boys through the middle that want to get stuck into the bombs.
What are you telling your players, Madge, to target against Great Britain? Where do you see their strengths?
Yeah, well, they're a big pack, so they're going to definitely roll at us. So defensively, we're going to have to be working really hard together. But I think one thing around the Wayne Bennett side, it's all about defence, and you might only get one or two opportunities when you get down there. So you've got to build towards the opportunity, and then when it's there, you've got to be able to take that. But that's off the platform of the big men in the middle bashing down the front door and making sure they leave the platform for the halves to get up over the ad line and play a bit of football. So it's a really good mix of what I've got at the moment. Not to say that Shawnee isn't, because he's been a big part of his jersey and he will be into the future, but it's nice to have Benji and Kieran there with some older sort of heads there that can really steer the ship around.
Madge, there's a lot of talk about who's not there for New Zealand. No Jesse Bromwich, no Big Nelson either. It's obvious that Roger Tuivasa-Sheck is going to be in the side. What was your take on Chance Nicol-Kockstad's performance, given the fact I'm not sure how much left centre that he's played?
Yeah, I don't buy into, I guess, who's there and who's not, Jimmy. I think if you build something then, and you've got the right game plans and those sorts of things, then you actually fill it. Then, you put yourself in the opportunity to win. So, that's one, but young Chance, he's been a centre as a kid coming through, and I guess I've been watching him, and he's been in such good form. I just thought he deserved an opportunity to be in the test match team. So I found a spot in that left centre, which he's played a bit of as a junior, and look, I thought he was really good for us. And he's going to go around again, mate. And, work extremely hard for the boys. I think that's a real thing that I've learnt from young Chance. He's a real passionate kid and wants to work hard for his teammates.
The other player, I reckon, has got X factor about him, Madge, and he's won a competition the last couple of years, or he's won back-to-back competitions. He's young Joey Manu. I think he's got a lot of ability that still his best football's in front of him.
Oh, I agree, Loz. I think he's an incredible player. Unfortunately, he didn't get a lot of opportunity against Australia, but if you don't have the ball, you can't give it to your big guys on the side of the field. But when he's got the ball in his hand, he's a real threat. And you go back 12 months ago when we played against Australia, and he had an unbelievable match against Latrell Mitchell. And so we're looking for that performance again tomorrow.
You must have been shocked, like we were yesterday, at the sudden retirement of Sam Burgess, who was a great player under you at Souths.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't shocked, boys, because I've been talking to him, and it's just a really sad thing to have to sort of go out like that, because what he's done for the game, and it's the people in the game that he's done so much for, and the people around the game. You know, he's a real character. Obviously, you know, he gets himself into a few issues every now and then, but, I mean, you couldn't meet a better bloke. You know, he loves the game, loves the people that are involved, and it's a sad day, I guess, to have him, you know, go out the way he has, but what he will be remembered for is probably one of the most incredible players who played the game. So that's the one thing we all got to remember as he moves forward into the next stage of his life.
Yeah, he's certainly been one of the better forwards I've seen play the game. You actually said yesterday about coaching. You think Sam would develop into a good coach, is that right?
Definitely. Ross, his knowledge of the game at the highest of level is unbelievable. You know, he knows the players, he knows all the little intricacies of, you know, forward play, and even he understands halfback play and all that sort of stuff as well. So I think in time he will venture into that, depending on whether or not he follows the media or he goes down the coaching path.
Well, Madge, you're preparing for a test match. You've also got a season that's unfolding here. It's November 1 today. A lot of players are available onto the open market for 2021. But the big news from a West Tigers point of view, Ben Mattalino medically retired. So congratulations to Ben on what's been a great career. But best thing for you is that it's freeing up some salary cap space that I guess you can jump into the market with.
Yeah, Jimmy, I guess firstly I'd like to congratulate Benny on such a great career. You know, when my arrival at West Tigers, unfortunately he was, you know, his body wasn't in great form, and we worked extremely hard to try and get him right. And he played some early games there for us, and it was always a battle. And unfortunately there was one incident there in one of the games that just kicked it. So look, he's, you know, unfortunately retired, but he's left a fair legacy from Ben Mattalino within the game. One in West Tigers, but also at the Warriors and at the Kiwi level. So it does allow us now to look at a few things within the market and adjust the squad. But yeah, we're going to be very smart about how we go about who comes in, and yeah, we're building. You know, it's a club that's building, and it's moving very quickly in the momentum towards, you know, where we want to get to. And you know, every character and every person that comes into the club, we've got to make sure that it's the right one for where we want to get to.
Is there a certain position or positions you'd like to strengthen, Madge?
Oh, Loz, I think, you know, around the front row and within the centres, you know, those sorts of positions are something that we're looking at. You know, you want to bolster across all parts of your park, really. So, look, you know, we are looking right across the whole team to how we can bring someone that wants to bring a lot to our club.
Yeah, it's, well, there's any number of talented players that are available as of today. Hey, lots going on for you, Madge, and I know you're over there in New Zealand preparing for this test match, but we do appreciate your time this morning, and best of luck against Great Britain.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, boys. I really appreciate being on.